Good afternoon. Khadija here, KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny, not your circumstances. I had a very interesting conversation with Abba this week, and the conversation continues. And he emphasized some words. So you know me, I even though I know the meaning of the words, I still had to look them up to make sure that I got the full understanding of what the words were. The first word that I looked up was earth. And in my study, and I know there's many definitions, it said that earth is the actual planet that we live on. The next word that I looked up was world. And world actually means, and it could have an S on it, worlds, because it means the governmental influence that different governments have over the people who live on the earth. So the next word that I looked up was light. And it had a plethora of definitions, but the one that jumped off the page to me was that light means knowledge. It means understanding. It means truth, knowledge. And the next word that I looked, because it was darkness, because the opposite of light is darkness. And the word that jumped out of all of the definitions that explained what darkness was ignorance. So light equals knowledge and darkness equals ignorance. And in Hosea 4:6, God said, "My people are destroyed," or "my people perish from the lack of knowledge, from the lack of understanding, for the lack of truth." And we know that Christ is called the light of the world. And the enemy is called the prince of darkness, or the prince of the air. So, in my reasoning, I said, okay, if God's people perish, because let me read the rest of that. My people perish for the lack of knowledge. And because you reject knowledge, when we reject knowledge, we perished. When we reject truth, we perish. And if Yeshua is the light of the world, and the enemy is the prince of darkness, are we choosing darkness instead of light? Because there's another scripture that I came across that said that men desire and wanted to live in darkness more than they desire light. So is that why our world is in the turmoil that it is in? Is that why our worlds, not just the United States, but the different governments all over the world, the world view of things is darkness? Because they desire darkness instead of light. Because in the light, when the light of truth is shine, people are set free. When the sun frees you, you are free indeed. The knowledge of Christ will free you. But we desire darkness. We desire half truths. And don't let me get started on the fact that because of that, just like they were trying to build, or they're building, or started to build the wall between the United States and Mexico to keep out the illegal immigrants. We, as the Ecclesia of the Most High God, we as ambassadors of the kingdom, we as kingdom citizens have left our borders wide open. I'll tell you this again. The enemy is not fighting against God's people. He's not fighting against the church. He is joining the church because we have allowed him to come in and create chaos, to create cliques and titles and people that are spiritually maladjusted, have been birthed out with birth effects in the spirit. So this in God's appointed time, we have got to get it right. And then I ask Abba another question. So Father, why? If you, it says in your word that you allow the governments, and in the United States we have the Republicans, and we have the Democrats, and we have the far right, and the far left, and the conservatives. Why haven't your ecclesia formed a political platform for kingdom? That their politics advance kingdom. That they campaign for the things that you say are right. And the scripture that came to mind is, they will call wrong right and right wrong. So we're living in an age now, as kingdom citizens, as ecclesia of the Most High God, as ambassadors of the kingdom, it is time for us to get it right. It's time for us to stop playing church, to stop waving around titles that don't mean a thing. As we're getting devoured by the enemy as he roams to and fro because we are bickering one against another and we claim to serve the same God. Light. For we are the light of the world. We are created in God's image. Our big brother is Yeshua. We should follow in his footsteps. And he said, I am the light of the world. Let us be the light of the world. We need to rethink this thing, the things that we've been doing in 2021. Examine ourselves. Get it right, for the kingdom of God is at hand, and God's people are perishing for the lack of knowledge, from the lack of light, for they are living in darkness. I'm Khadijah. KitKat Moments, Revelations of Life. Your decisions determine your destiny. I love you with the love of Christ. There is nothing that you can do about it. And on this Shabbat, lean back in Abba's arms and enjoy the divine rest that he has set aside for us. Shalom.